11-year MLS pro Quincy Mariquois here, and you're now listening to The Perfect Soccer Podcast, where your host goes one-on-one to get to know your favorite professional soccer players, both on and off the pitch. Because how better to learn what it takes to become a pro soccer player other than directly from pro soccer players? Today's episode is brought to you by PerfectSoccerSkills.com, the number one and only platform you'll ever need to connect with and learn from pro soccer players. Learn more and enter to win weekly soccer prizes, goals, balls, jerseys, player meet and greets, and more by heading over to PerfectSoccerSkills.com/PSTM to enter to win for free today. With that said, please enjoy today's episode.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Perfect Soccer Podcast. Our special guest today is Ben Ofemu. Ben, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For sure. Let's go back in time a little bit. What's your first memory of playing soccer?
I have to say playing rec soccer. I would say I was probably like 5 or 6 years old. Just playing like YMCA league. That's my first memories.
Yeah, for sure. And you grew up in Michigan?
Yep.
So yeah, tell me about like growing up in Michigan and then like the club teams and did you play high school or club or both?
I played club, and then in high school I ended up going to Philly. So Philadelphia Union Academy. So yeah, growing up in Michigan was good. I played for Vardar. It's a big club team in Michigan. I grew up playing all sports really, but my main sports were basketball and football and soccer. So I played for Vardar growing up. And then when I got to 8th grade is when I decided to go to Philadelphia Union's Academy. They had like a boarding school. Mm-hmm. So that's when I moved from Michigan.
Dang, that's crazy. So you moved by yourself?
Yep. Yeah, I moved by myself.
That's crazy. Yeah, what was that like to basically like live on your own when were you like 14?
Yeah, I was 14 at that time. It was hard, but it also helped me, you know, to grow up. Mm-hmm. I was with a bunch of my teammates, so it wasn't as bad because I was always surrounded by friends. But it definitely was tough missing my family. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And then tell me like how that was like playing for the academy. And then like, what was the recruiting process like for college?
Yeah. So, recruiting for college, you said?
Yeah.
So I ended up committing to Penn State. So playing in academy, it's a well-known academy, like MLS Academy. So, yeah. There was always scouts at the games, especially the local schools around, like Villanova, Penn State, the schools around Philadelphia. I decided to commit to Penn State because my first coach that I had when I went to Philadelphia Union Academy ended up getting hired at Penn State for the soccer team. So I knew him well, and so I committed there, but I didn't end up going to college. I ended up signing my senior year of high school to the second team.
Gotcha. That's why I was like, so when you're in the academy, like, is the goal to even sign with college, or is it to just get on the club, like the pro team?
I would say everyone has their, you know, unique path, but yeah. My goal was definitely always to sign first. I wanted to sign out of high school. So some people go to college first and then they sign. Some people go to Europe. So it just depends. But yeah, my goal was definitely when I got there to sign with the first team or the second team.
For sure. What was it like your first professional game?
Yeah, it was crazy. I think I got my first professional game when I was 18. I was in high school, senior year. And the funny thing was, it was the prom night is when I got my debut. I missed prom for the game. It was in North Carolina, so I had to had to travel for the game. But it was definitely worth it. I scored my first game as well, so that was crazy against North Carolina. So it was a crazy feeling, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's dope. I think that's a good, that's a great reason why to miss prom.
Yeah, I'll do that again for sure.
Yeah, and then so you're with them for about 3 years. Then you went to Brigham. Like, so what was that like to go to a new team?
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience because with a lot of the MLS second teams, it's a lot of younger players. So going to Birmingham Legion, you had a lot of older players that were more established pros. So the way they train, the way they go about everything is different. So I had to kind of adapt to the professional lifestyle and the players. But definitely made me a better player, and I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, for sure. And then the past 2 years you've been at Miami FC. What has your experience been like there?
I loved it, honestly. You know, I feel like I've grown a lot as a player. So I feel like I proved myself a lot at Miami FC, getting a good amount of game time, showing myself on the field more. So I've been happy with my experience here. I love living here as well. I love Florida.
Yeah.
You know, everyone loves Florida. So it's been great. You know, it's definitely, I would say, my favorite experience so far in my professional career.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I like went down there for a wedding a couple of weeks ago, and it's like obviously cold here in Connecticut. And I was just like, yeah, like,
yeah,
you'd definitely be happier when it's like nicer out.
Yeah, that's for sure. I see myself, like, when I get older, I can see myself moving down here for sure, like permanently.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, and you're only 23 now, and you're going into your fifth or your sixth pro season.
This is my sixth pro season coming up.
Yeah, that's crazy. 2023.
Yeah. Yep.
Enjoy learning what it takes to become a better player from professional soccer players? Well, how would you like to work with professional players one-on-one? Now you can with Be Pro by Perfect Soccer. Head over to perfectsoccerskills.com/BEPRO to apply to work with our network of pro players today.
All right. You ready for the Quincy questions?
Yep.
All right, what do you think is the most important skill or quality that you feel made you successful as a pro player so far?
I would think the most important skill would be your mentality. I would say the mind. I think if you don't have like the work ethic or the drive to get better and to keep going, I think you know, it's going to be hard to make it pro.
Yeah, for sure. What's the biggest mistake you think pro players are making?
Biggest mistake?
Yeah.
I think getting comfortable. I think even with me, like when I signed, I didn't get comfortable, like in a sense to think I made it, but you get a little bit comfortable after you sign professional. You think, okay, you're good. But I think the hardest thing is to stay a professional. Like a lot of people I know, they become a professional and in a year or two, they're out of contract and then they can't find a team that wants them. So I think getting comfortable is the worst mistake you can make as a professional.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's smart. what advice would you give to a young player, either like trying to get a scholarship or trying to make a pro league?
For a scholarship, I would say to get into the best team as possible. So whether that's an MLS Academy or whether that's a high-level club team in your area, I would say get into that team, and because they'll be playing the biggest tournaments, they'll be playing the biggest, you know, showcase games, and that's where a lot of college coaches will be and scouts will be. So for that, for college, I would say just get in the best team in your area so that way you can showcase yourself. For being a professional, I would say make relationships. And also, you have to prove yourself a lot So when you're playing in those showcase games, you have to prove yourself more than, say, a college player. You have to go up and beyond if you want to become professional. So just promote yourself a lot, have a lot of video, because when you're trying to get into professional club, you know, they want to see video, they want to see all that stuff. So record your games. And if you're in college and you're trying to become a pro out of college, I think the same thing, just, you know, make connections, try to find a good agent, and just really prove yourself during the games.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that's a good question. I never really bring it up, but like, how did you find your agent? You just mentioned finding a good agent.
Yeah, so it really depends. Everyone, like, some people would go to find their agent. He kind of, so when I was younger in high school, he would come to my games and mm-hmm. he met my parents and things like that. So he kind of introduced himself to me. But some of my friends that are pro, they reach out to, you know, companies. So, you know, a lot of soccer agencies, they have companies that you can, like, email. You can email your highlight video or your, you know, your stuff. So it can go that way. But this way I met my agent was he introduced himself to my family. So.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Why are you passionate about soccer?
I think it was just my upbringing. My dad was a soccer player growing up. My brothers played soccer growing up. I have two older brothers. They played soccer. So I think it was just, I'm the youngest. So I think, you know, when you're the youngest, you just want to follow your brothers. Whatever they do, you want to do. So I think it just came natural in that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. These next two could be either soccer related or life related.
Okay.
What is something most people think is true that you believe isn't?
What's something that is people believe it to be true but isn't?
No, but you believe isn't.
I believe isn't. Okay. Let's think. That's a tough one. I don't know. What's something that's true? I don't know. A lot of people think aliens are true, but I don't think aliens are true. I don't think they're like real.
That. I love that one.
Yeah, I don't think they're real.
Yeah, did you see that thing that happened like a couple months ago? And it was like in Mexico, and there were like...
Yeah, I always see like things popping up and things, but I never believed it. I do think there are other maybe people on another planet or something, but I don't think there's like aliens how we think, like, yeah, there is aliens, you know?
Yeah, for sure. What is something you would move forward with if you weren't scared if things didn't go well?
Okay. So like, what's something I would do if I wasn't scared for it to fail?
Yeah. Yeah. Correct.
Okay. I would say I want to start a business. So maybe I'll do it eventually, but I am also scared that, you know, a lot of businesses, they fail. So I have a business. It's like a lounge type of business, but it's for under 21. So that's something that I'm scared to do. If I knew it would have failed, I would definitely do it in a heartbeat. But I want to start like a lounge for under 21-year-olds. Because growing up as a kid, I was always so bored growing up, like going to the mall, going to the movies. That was kind of the only thing you could do. So I want to kind of create like a lounge area for like, you know, younger adults to like hang out and do things. So, yeah, that's something I would do.
Yeah, for sure. How do you prepare for being underprepared?
How do you prepare for being underprepared?
These are the Quincy questions. These are the ones that make you think deep.
Yeah, they do. That's for sure. How do you prepare for being unprepared? So, like, say I'm going to think about a game. So, if I didn't sleep well, or if I didn't train well that week, say if I didn't sleep well the night before a game, I'll just kind of, you know, drink coffee or take an energy drink or take a cold shower or something to help me, you know, that way I can maybe get a little bit prepared for a test. I would just cheat or something. I guess I would just try to cheat. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess you just kind of got to fake it. You got to fake it until you make it type of thing if you're not prepared, you know, for sure.
All right. Well, you completed the Quincy questions. At first, you were rolling through them, and I was like, did he send them to you before? Really fast. But yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
These are the last few fun questions. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Is it soccer or football?
Football.
All right. Do you say goalie or goalkeeper?
I say keeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
Why?
I think just growing up, I always wore his cleats. I always kind of idolized him. I always had his jerseys. So, you know, I just like the way he was. You know, he's kind of cocky guy. He's just like, you know, he thinks he's the best ever. So I just kind of like that about him, honestly. I think Messi is a better player, but my favorite player is Ronaldo. That's for sure.
All right. I like that.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. Is there a reason why you wear number 22?
Honestly, I have no reason. I really don't care. I could care less about my number. I'm not one of those guys.
If I give you like a jersey with 1,000 on it on the back, you'd wear it?
Yeah, I could care less, honestly. They just gave it to me and I just kept it for the past couple of years, but I don't really care. No matter what number, it doesn't make a difference to me.
For sure. All right, I think I already know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask you anyways. Who would be your dream jersey exchange with?
Yeah, I would have to say Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Probably. I think, yeah, definitely Ronaldo.
What about, give me a second one.
Second? Messi. Yeah, Messi.
All right, give me a third one. Come on, third one.
Third one, someone that's just not, okay, someone that I really liked a lot. I really loved, like, growing up, I really did love Giorgio Chiellini. Okay. I always loved him as a defender, so it would be nice to have him, his jersey.
All right, that's dope. I like that. That was different. Yep. All right, Ben, well, I appreciate you coming on, and could you let the listeners know where they can follow you on social media?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Benofemu123. And then on Twitter, I believe my name is Ofemu Ben. So, yeah, thanks for having me, though. It was fun.
Quincy Mariquois here, and thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it with someone you feel will get some value from it. And if you could take a moment to leave a review of our podcast wherever you're listening and let us know who you'd like us to interview next, we'll get working on that right away. You can listen to this full episode and more at perfectsoccerskills.com/radio. That's perfectsoccerskills.com/RADIO. You can also enter to win free weekly soccer prizes, goals, balls, jerseys, player meet and greets, and more by heading over to perfectsoccerskills.com/PSTM to enter to win for free today.